KVGC News Times, now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 8th day of May for 2018. In the news for today, another threat against Calaveras County schools has turned out to be a hoax. Late yesterday afternoon, the Calaveras County Office of Education notified the Sheriff's Department that a communication characterized as a generalized email bomb threat had been received. After talking with FBI officials, Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio reported that the threat towards Calaveras County schools checked out as a hoax. Yesterday's email was sent to County School Superintendent Scott Nanick and apparently originated from the same UK-based Twitter group that last month was behind a series of generalized nationwide emails. What appeared to be a basic cut-and-paste message threatened an on-campus incident without naming any specific target location or providing additional details. Nanick said that while the threat turned out to be non-credible, an increased law enforcement presence will still be noticeable at county schools this week, adding that the presence will serve to calm things on campus and perhaps also dissuade potential local copycats from acting out. Now, if anyone discovers anything that might assist in the investigation, you should contact either local law enforcement officials or the Calaveras County Office of Education immediately.
Well, a new general plan in the finishing stages for the city of Sutter Creek. Meeting last night, the Sutter Creek City Council went over a draft update of the city's general plan. Now, the general plan is the foundational document for the city, laying out policies in a wide range of subjects, ranging from land use to public safety. Now, Sutter Creek's general plan has not been updated since 1994. Rather than looking at large issues facing the city or debate major policy changes, last night's meeting was largely focused on small changes to language in the document or small adjustments to already established policies. For example, the city has long had a policy to ban or discourage visible building construction from ridgelines around the city. A portion of last night's meeting was focused on illustrating and defining the ridgelines in question. Now, once a final round of edits and changes are made to the document, it returns before the City Council for final adoption vote June 4th. Now, in other business, the council approved changes to the governing document for ACRA, which will now require a $5 per person annual donation from each of the member organizations to the Amador County Rec Agency. With Sutter Creek's approval, the document has now been reviewed by all of ACRA's member agencies, the county, school district, and five cities.
Monday, Governor Brown proclaimed it Wildfire Awareness Week. And CAL FIRE Director Chief Ken Pimlott points out, the reality is that in a major wildfire, there simply will not be enough aircraft, fire engines, or firefighters to defend every home in the early stages. This reality requires everyone to take personal responsibility for protecting yourself, your family, and your community. Along with creating a defensible space by clearing brush at least 100 feet or more away from dwellings and outbuildings and using fire-resistant landscaping to help stop the spread of wildfire, state fire officials say to safeguard homes by using fire-safe construction features. By accepting fire as part of the natural landscape and taking action before a wildfire starts will help minimize harm. Increased fire danger and public safety risks continue due to lower moisture levels from the state's recent 5-year drought as well as the bark beetle infestations. Currently, statewide mortality figures are an estimated 129 million trees. CAL FIRE officials note that already this year, crews have already responded to 950 wildfires that burned over 5,800 acres.
Well, three Calaveras County residents hospitalized over the weekend in a two-vehicle accident. According to Highway Patrol, Randall Sturman, driving east on Highway 26, stopped at the posted stop sign at 49, while Catherine Huckabee was driving northbound on 49 at an unknown speed. Sturman failed to yield the right-of-way and entered the intersection at the same time Huckabee entered the intersection. As a result, the two vehicles collided. Now, the force of the impact caused Huckabee's vehicle to travel out of control and roll over before coming to rest on the north shoulder of Highway 49. Huckabee and her two passengers, Diana Huckabee and Layla Villamore, were transported for treatment with minor to major injury. Alcohol and or drugs do not appear to be a factor in the collision, as the collision remains under investigation.
And Calaveras High School has announced the 2018 graduation commencement ceremonies will be taking place on Thursday, June 7th, 7:30. A total of 196 graduates are set to walk across the stage and receive their diplomas. As part of the ceremony, CHS will recognize a record number of 21 valedictorians who will be graduating with over a 4.0 GPA. Special recognition will also be given to the foreign exchange students and to students who took part in the Calaveras Civic Engagement Program while in high school. The graduation ceremony will be located again on Frank Meyer Field, and once again this year, entry will be by ticket only. Special handicapped seating and parking always available. For more information, contact Calaveras High School, 754-1881.
And PG&E and Vulcan Construction continuing with the underground utility work here in the city of Jackson. They'll be closing Bright Avenue between Sierra and Golf Course Road to through traffic today through Thursday. All non-residents will be required to take alternate routes. There will be detours in place from the north and south ends of Bright Avenue from Pitt to Broadway. Only emergency, construction, and city vehicles will be given access to the area. Expect short delays when trying to access using the detours. Again, the closure today through Thursday. For questions, call the City of Jackson.
And tickets are still available for the Main Street Theater Works Plays on the Patio at Preston Castle this Saturday. Now, tickets are $40. That includes wine and dessert tasting. There will be also a commemorative wine glass that you can take home. Tastings begin at 6:30. At 7:30, guests will be treated to a series of one-act scenes, monologues, and other one-acts performed by Main Street Theater Works actors as well as Amador High School students. Tickets for the event can only be purchased online at mstw.org. That's $40. That includes wine and desserts. Actually, desserts are coming from the National Hotel, and I believe there are 6 wineries that they will be tasting from. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. Don't forget, you can watch the Amador County Board of Supervisors meeting at 9 o'clock this morning on Facebook Live on the KVGC Facebook page. If you miss it, it'll be archived for viewing later. From the KVGC studios,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.